This is round 13, the third playoff round in the 2021 NAQT High School National Championship Tournament. This game pits Cinco Ranch A from Texas against Lowell from California. Both teams are ready to go. Good luck to both teams. Here's toss-up one. A female poet partly named for this country wrote a set of 12 octosyllabic lies in the late 20th century. A poet from this country wrote about a knight who befriends a lion after marrying Laudine. The poet of Yvain was from this country, as was a hero who burst his temples by blowing the olifant at Lowell, Supeng.
Nice.
10 bonus. A 2005 corrupted blood plague that decimated the world of this video game was studied as a model for real-life pandemics by epidemiologists. For 10 points each, name this Blizzard MMORPG that depicts the unending battle between the Alliance and the Horde.
I think this is World of Warcraft.
Okay. Yeah, that's our answer.
Answer?
Our answer is World of Warcraft.
Players were first infected with corrupted blood via the Zul Gurub, one of these events, in which a large group of players collaborates to explore a dungeon and defeat a powerful boss.
Like a quest?
That makes sense.
Or a campaign. Answer? Our answer is a campaign.
It's called a raid. The corrupted blood plague wiped out nearly every character who visited this city, the capital of the dwarves and home of numerous smiths.
Is it the actual Norse word?
Answer?
It's like, our answer is Hrothgard.
No, it's Ironforge. So 10 on the bonus. This is toss-up two. The term ospithoglyphus describes the rearward arrangement of these structures unique to the family Colubridae. A small aperture in these structures enables members of the genus Naja to spray cytotoxic liquid at long distances. Maxillary bones attach to large hollow examples of these structures in taipans and mambas. Hemotoxins are injected via, for 10 points, what, Lowell, Meredith.
Like fangs?
10 bonus. Otto Heinze's failed effort to corner United Copper Stock caused a share price plummet that sparked this crisis. For 10 points each, name this early 20th century financial crisis that caused major New York banking houses, including the Knickerbocker Trust, to suddenly collapse.
The Great Depression?
This was early.
Stock crash?
Maybe 18th century.
Answer?
No, but this 20th century.
Time, no answer, sorry. The Panic of 1907. In the panic's early hours, this head of U.S. Steel coordinated large-scale deposits that kept dozens of banks solvent.
Carnegie?
Yeah.
All right, our answer is Carnegie.
J.P. Morgan. The panic directly led to the creation of this nationwide banking regulatory system in 1913.
The Fed? Our answer is the Fed.
10 points, toss up three. Souvenir seekers at this event were nicknamed woodpeckers. A press conference at which a misinformed SED official gave the answer effective immediately without delay. Cinco Ranch, Charles.
All of the Berlin Wall.
15 bonus. Nice. For 10 points each, name these countries whose flags depict mountains. A coat of arms on this South American country's flag depicts a steamboat on a river below Mount Chimborazo.
That's Ecuador.
Yeah, our answer is Ecuador.
The top left of this country's flag contains a shield depicting a mountain with three peaks. Its capital is Ljubljana.
Oh, Slovenia?
Okay.
Or is it Slovakia?
Answer?
No,
our answer is Slovenia.
You chose wisely. The flag of this country, one of the smallest in the world, depicts Monte Titano, its highest peak, topped with three castle towers.
Is that Monaco?
Monaco is just two stripes.
Answer?
Our answer is Brunei.
No, it's San Marino. So 20 points, toss up four. This poet mused on the airs and dress and gait that we would forsake if we see ourselves as others see us in a poem about a pest on a lady's bonnet. In a poem beginning, "When Chapman Billies Leave the Street," this poet described a drunken farmer yelling, "Wheel done, Cutty Sark," at dancing witches. That's Cinco Ranch, Arion.
Carol.
Neg five, sorry. To a Louse and Tam O'Shanter are poems by, for 10 points, what poet of Auld Lang Syne, the national poet of Scott Lowell, Meredith?
Burns.
10 bonus. The girth of a graph is the shortest one of these structures within it. For 10 points each, give this term for any closed sequence of edges in a graph that doesn't visit any vertex more than once.
What?
Zupang.
Answer?
Euler characteristic.
That's I need to hear our answer. Okay.
Our answer is okay.
No, it's a cycle. Even if you defer, don't forget to give me our answer is. Okay, everyone. Graphs that have this property and have more than two vertices always have a girth of three. In these graphs, every possible pair of vertices is connected by an edge.
Closed.
Answer.
Closed? Our answer is closed.
They're complete. The Grotje graph has this value for both its girth and its chromatic number. This is the maximum number of colors needed to color any map so that no adjacent regions have the same color.
Four.
Wait, all right, our answer.
Five?
It's four.
Our answer is answer. Four.
That's 10 on the bonus. Toss up five. This country is the place of origin of a fried pancake called a muffuletta, eaten by Jews during the Mimuna dinner after Passover. This country's University of Al-Qarawiyyin is sometimes cited as the oldest university in the world. This country, whose mountainous reef region was the site of a Cinco Ranch, Arion.
Morocco?
10 bonus. These air currents first became widely known during World War II when they interfered with raids over Japan. For 10 points each, name these high-velocity air currents with polar and subtropical instances that meander from west to east.
Doldrums? I don't know.
Wait, doldrums.
If they go from west to east, maybe it's the westerlies?
Our answer is westerlies.
The jet stream. Japanese meteorologist Wasaburo Oishi described jet streams in a 1925 paper, but was ignored at the time because he wrote it in this artificial language invented by Ludwig Zamenhof.
So 1925, artificial language.
I don't
answer?
Know. Her answer is Klingon.
He wrote it in Esperanto. During the war, the polar jet stream both protected Japan from bombers and allowed these Japanese weapons to reach the U.S. mainland.
Zeros, balloons. Right?
No, balloons.
Oh, balloons. Balloons. Sorry. Okay.
You say it, Charles.
Answer.
Balloons.
Our answer is balloons.
Our answer is balloons.
You. Yes, incendiary balloons for 10. Toss up six. This battle site was found in 1987 by Tony Clune, who uncovered sling bolts and coins. Forces fleeing this battle were trapped by Calcrazy Hill after leaving a camp on the Vizar River. The losing side's army never used the numbers 17, 18, or 19 after this battle, in which they were ambushed by Arminius. Lowell, Supeng.
The Tannenberg Forest.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, give these Italian terms related to musical dynamics. This prefix is added to piano and forte to indicate a middling or moderate range of volume.
Mezzo. Our answer is mezzo.
The notation SFZ indicates this sudden momentary increase in loudness. It's often likened to a strong accent.
I don't
answer?
No answer.
It's sforzando. This three-word term, which means little by little, may follow a textual crescendo or decrescendo.
Oh.
Answer?
Our answer is no answer.
Poco a poco. 10 points on the bonus, toss up seven. One work by this philosopher, which explains statements such as virtue is the only good, is titled Stoic Paradoxes. This author proclaimed, let arms yield to the toga, in a work about the nature of honor called De Officiis. This golden age writer discussed the qualities of the ideal rhetorician in his dialogue De Oratore. For 10 points, what ancient Roman philosopher delivered speeches exposing Lowell, Meredith.
Marcus Aurelius?
Nick 5, sorry. Delivered speeches exposing Catiline's Cinco Ranch, Charles.
Cicero
for 10. A bloom of a Zola plant in the Arctic may have helped end this climate event by sucking lots of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. For 10 points each, identify this thermal maximum named for two epochs in which the Earth's global average temperature sharply increased by over 5 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so I don't know.
Epics, two epics.
Answer? It's the Paleocene-Eocene. The genus Azolla are examples of these plants, which reproduce using spores. When they are young, they have a curled structure called a fiddlehead.
Ferns.
Mm-hmm. Ferns?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Charles.
Answer? One potential cause for the Paleocene-Eocene thermal maximum is the mass release of this greenhouse gas from clathrates. This hydrocarbon has chemical formula CH4.
Methane. Your answer is methane.
That is 20 points. And this will be toss-up 8. According to some traditions, King Og is allowed to be near this object if he serves its owner. This object is created shortly after the first description of heroes called the Nephilim. This object, which ends up resting on the mountains of Ararat, is emptied soon after a dove Mark.
Noah's Ark.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about Francophone literature. In The Return, Danny Leferrier recounts visiting this French-speaking Caribbean country where he grew up. The Kingdom of the World by Alejo Carpentier depicts the slave revolt that made it independent.
Haiti?
Haiti.
Yeah, Haiti. Answer is Haiti.
This first president of an independent Senegal led the literary Negritude movement. Prayer to Masks and Black Woman are poems in his collection Shadow Songs.
It's like French.
Answer?
Our answer is César.
Leopold Senghor. Laferrière and Senghor are among the rare non-Europeans elected to this Paris-based institution that regulates the French language.
Oh, what is it called?
Académie Francois.
Answer?
That's our answer. Académie Francois.
That is 20 points. Toss up. Yes. 9. In a film by this director, a hitchhiker named Sarah, played by B.B. Anderson, reminds the protagonist of his first love as he travels to receive a Dr. Jubilaris degree in Lund. This director created a film in which Jan serves as a squire to the knight Antonius Bloch, portrayed by Max von Sydow, who plays a game of chess with death. For 10 points, name the Swedish director of Wild Strawberries and Meredith.
Bergman?
10. Bonus. A woman named Trugan Nini, who died in 1876, is believed to have been the last of this island's Palawa people. For 10 points each, being this island originally called Van Diemen's Land.
Oh, it's Tasmania.
Yeah,
our answer is Tasmania.
Most of Trugan Nini's family was killed in this genocidal war between the Tasmanian Aborigines and British colonists, which lasted from the mid-1820s to 1832.
The Black War, I believe.
I'm not sure. Go as Mark.
Answer.
Our answer is the Black War.
Tasmania is an island state of this country.
Australia.
Australia.
Our answer is Australia.
All 30. Toss up 10. In 2021, researchers confirmed a note penciled in this painting's upper left corner was written by its artist. This painting's artist, who claimed he felt nature creating an infinite version of its title concept, later scribbled, could only have been painted by a madman on it. In this painting, Cinco Ranch, Charles.
Screen.
Say that again, please.
The screen.
10. Bonus. Cornelis de Oltmans' expedition to the East Indies landed at this port city. For 10 points each, what Indonesian city names a type of small chicken, which in turn names a combat sports weight class between flyweight and featherweight?
Bantam.
Elter? A what?
Bantam. Bantam.
Okay.
Our answer is Bantam.
During World War I, Bantam battalions, such as those of the Cheshire Regiment, were formed from men who did not meet this organization's usual height requirement. In the 18th century, its members were sometimes called redcoats.
British Army?
British Army.
Yeah.
Our answer is the British Army.
Bantam Books, whose name comes from its specialty in producing small paperbacks, is a subsidiary of this largest paperback publisher in the world.
Penguin Books? Maybe Harper.
Answer?
Our answer is Penguin Book.
It's Random House. So that is 20 points, and that's the half. We'll get a score check. At the half, the score is 110 for Cinco Ranch, 145 for Lowell, and this is toss-up 11. Good luck, everyone. Evidence for this event includes a fern spike in North America, Japan, and New Zealand, and samples of sediment collected from Gubbio, Italy. Lowell, Supeng.
Dinosaur extinction.
Don't say anything. I can take that 15 bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about literary plowmen. This 14th century poem by William Langland relates a dream vision in which an unnamed narrator meets the figures of mercy and truth and searches for do well.
Our answer is the Pilgrim's Progress.
No, it's Piers Plowman. A character called the Plowman appears in the general prologue to this collection of stories by Geoffrey Chaucer.
Canterbury Tales. Our answer is the Canterbury Tales.
A plowman is described as having heard the splash, the forsaken cry, in this W.H. Auden poem, which describes Bruegel's Icarus, and begins, about suffering, they were never wrong, the old masters.
September 1st, 1939,
Answer? It is Musée des Beaux-Arts. So 10 points on the bonus, toss up 12. This event was caught on BBC reporter Maryam Taomi's Zoom interview feed. Interpol issued red notices for Boris Prochakev and Igor Grachushin over this event. 6 years before this event, material destined for Mozambique, that is Cinco Ranch, Hayden.
The explosion in Beirut.
15 bonus. Pencil and paper ready. For 10 points each, answer these questions about the two-dimensional vectors A and B, given that A has a magnitude of 1 and B has a magnitude of 6. If the vectors form an angle whose cosine equals 1/2, what is the dot product or scalar product of the two vectors?
Cosine is 1/2, so it's 60 degrees.
Answer?
Do you know how to do it? I don't know. 3.
Our answer is 3.
Given that the vector B has a magnitude of 6, if its components are 4, y, where y is a positive number, what must be the value of y? You have 10 seconds.
Isn't it root 20?
Root 20, so it's 2 root 5. Yeah. Our answer is 2 root 5.
If vector C is the cross product of A and B, then the dot product of B and C must equal what integer?
Okay, so...
Answer?
1/6. Our answer is 1/6.
0. So that is 20 points. Toss up 13. Raul Prebisch wrote a study on the economic development of this general region, which advanced dependency theory. Eduardo Galeano claimed this region was pillaged in a book on its open veins. John Williamson coined the term Washington consensus for liberalism in this region, which elected socialists in the pink tide. For 10 points, Lowell, Mark.
Latin America.
10 bonus. The Plains group of these people joined with the Assiniboine in the Iron Confederacy. For 10 points each, name this First Nations group with hundreds of thousands of members in Canada and a few thousand members in Montana.
Montana.
Ojibwe or Sioux, maybe?
Answer.
Answer Sioux.
The Cree. In the 18th century, the Iron Confederacy participated in the trade in this good taken from beavers. This good was the Hudson's Bay Company's principal product.
Pelts,
yes.
Pelts
or furs, either one. The Cree also traded in this food made of dried buffalo meat mixed with melted fat and dried berries. This food names a war between the Hudson's Bay and Northwest fur trading companies in Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, answer? It's jerky. Our answer is jerky.
Pemmican. So that is 10 points on the bonus. This is toss-up 14. This event's intended target yelled at Jerry Parr for allegedly cracking his rib and subsequently joked to medical personnel, I hope you were, Cinco Ranch, Charles.
The attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan.
15, bonus. Yes. France's Constitutional Council issued several key rulings in 2021. For 10 points each, in May, the council voided a law against filming people performing this occupation. Many U.S. jurisdictions have adopted body cam laws regulating these people.
Police
officers.
Yeah. Our answer is police.
The council struck down the Molac Bill, which permitted public schools to provide most instruction in this manner. The 1994 Toubon Law forbade the official publication of government documents in this manner.
Digitally? Or like online?
Yeah, online makes sense. Our answer is online.
Not in French. In February, the council upheld a law that effectively excludes this company, chaired by Run Zhengfei, from selling 5G network equipment in France.
Huawei.
Yeah.
Our answer is Huawei.
20, toss up 15. This poet described a green barbarism turning paradigm in a section imagining thunderstorms in the Yucatan. He claimed that death is the mother of beauty in a poem that opens by describing complacencies of the peignoir. This poet of the comedian as the letter C wrote a poem calling for a man to whip in kitchen cups concupiscent curds. Sunday Morning is a work by Lowell Meredith.
Stevens?
10, bonus. Teddy Roosevelt suggested this man was the best American I ever knew, even though he was born in Denmark. For 10 points each, name this photographer and reporter for the New York Tribune who depicted his experience as an immigrant in the book The Making of an American.
Adams, I don't know.
Or like Walker Evans?
Answer?
Our answer is Walker Evans.
Jacob Riis. The slums of New York City are featured in this 1890 book by Jacob Riis, one of the first examples of photojournalism.
How the Other Half Lives.
Our answer is How the Other Half Lives.
Riis was one of the first prominent photographers to use this now ubiquitous camera feature that produces a brief artificial light.
Flash. Our answer is flash.
That is 20. Toss up 16. These diagrams may contain curves called the binodal and spinodal. The equation F equals C minus P plus 2 gives the number of degrees of freedom on these diagrams. The Lowell, Supeng.
Phase diagram.
Say that again, please.
Phase.
15, bonus. This short story's title appears on road signs that advise drive carefully. For 10 points each, name this short story in which Tom Shiftlett abandons the deaf-mute Lucy Nell, whom he had just married, at a diner.
Everything that rises must converge.
Okay, sure.
Our answer is Everything that rises must converge.
On a road sign, the life you save may be your own. The life you save may be your own is a story by this author of A Good Man is Hard to Find.
Our answer is... It's O'Connor.
Shiftlet teaches Lucy Nell to say this word, her first. An O'Connor essay titled The King of These Things is about her many pets.
Canary? I don't know.
Answer?
Our answer is canary.
I don't think I can take that. I need birds, specifically the king of birds. Time out. That was Cinco Ranch, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll get a score check, Billy. After the timeout, the score is Cinco Ranch 180, Lowell 245, and this is toss up 17. The spread of this language family across Iron Age Europe is associated with the expansion of the Hallstatt and Latin cultures. Continental examples of this language family show evidence of contact with Italic languages. Linguists divide this language family into Goidelic and Brittonic subgroups, the latter of which includes Cinco Ranch, Charles.
Celtic.
10 bonus. In 2020, the city of Louisville, Kentucky removed a statue of John B. Castleman from public display in a traffic circle. For 10 points each, that removal was part of a nationwide push to remove monuments related to this defunct country, including many statues of Robert E. Lee.
Confederate States of America.
France is the Confederate States of America.
Protesters in Washington, D.C. tore down and burned a statue of Confederate officer Albert Pike on this summer holiday that takes place on the day slavery was abolished in Texas.
Juneteenth. Yeah.
France is Juneteenth.
In 2018, protesters at the University of North Carolina pulled down this John A. Wilson statue of a Confederate soldier located in an entrance to the college's grounds.
Is it like,
I don't know,
soldier with no name or something? Answer? Like that?
Our answer is the unnamed soldier.
No, it's Silent Sam. So that's 20 points. Toss up 18. At the end of this TV show's third season finale, a character states, "It spun in. There were no survivors." The last episode of the show, which aired in 1983, is the most watched. Lol, Mark.
Ash.
15 bonus. This man's correspondence principle suggests that the large quantum number limit of quantum mechanics reproduces classical physics. For 10 points each, this physicist who proposed that electrons orbit the atomic nucleus in circular paths with discrete energy levels.
Bohr.
Yeah, I think it's Bohr.
Our answer is Bohr.
With Werner Heisenberg, Bohr developed this interpretation of quantum mechanics in which measurement leads to wave function collapse.
Copenhagen. So it's a Copenhagen interpretation.
Our answer is Copenhagen.
Copenhagen interpretation.
Hugh Everett proposed this other interpretation of quantum mechanics in which the wave function does not collapse, so all possible outcomes are realized.
I don't know.
Wait.
Answer?
Simultaneous. I don't know.
That's our answer.
No, it's many worlds. So that is 20 points. Oh. This is toss up 19.
Come on, guys.
This landlocked state's city of Alliance features a replica of Stonehenge made with spray painted automobiles called Carhenge. Western pioneers passed by this state's Oregon Trail landmark, Scott's Bluff, after traversing its namesake, Sand Hills. This state's most populous city is where the Platte River meets the Mississippi, across from the Iowa city of Council Bluffs. For 10 points, Lowell, Mark.
Missouri.
Neck 5. For 10 points, what Cornhusker state contains Omaha? Cinco Ranch, Arion.
Nebraska.
10. Yep. Bonus. The forces of Reese Thomas likely killed one leader in this battle. For 10 points each, name this 1485 battle in which the army of Henry Tudor defeated and killed Richard III.
Bosworth Field. Right?
Yes.
Our answer is Bosworth Field.
Bosworth Field was the last major clash in this conflict between the houses of York and Lancaster, each of which was symbolized by a flower.
War of the Roses.
Yeah.
Our answer is War of the Roses.
Henry Tudor's victory at Bosworth Field was assisted by two brothers with this surname, Thomas and William, who waited after arriving at the battlefield to choose which side to back.
Oh, wait, isn't it Warwick?
No.
It's like, oh, no.
Answer?
No.
Neville.
Aaron's Neville.
Stanley. 20 points. Stanley, toss up the last.
Timeout.
Timeout. Yes. So the score we have with one toss up remaining is 240 for Cinco Ranch, 275 for Lowell.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Both teams ready to go. Coach, you ready? Okay. Good luck, everyone. The number of one-dimensional examples of these features is given by the first Betti number. For a closed orientable surface, the Euler characteristic equals 2 minus 2 times the number of these features. These features prevent a surface from being continuously shrunk to a single point. The genus of a surface equals the number of, for 10 points, what features that both a coffee cup and a torus... Lowell, Supeng. Time, neg 5. What features that both a coffee cup and a torus equivalently have one of?
was?
Cinco Ranch, Arion.
Like a face?
It's a hole. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Arion. Dude, oh my God.
That's the game. We have a final score of Cinco Ranch 240, LOL 270. Congratulations to both teams.